Welcome back to another edition of the Mom Squad.
Mom Squad!
I'm Lauren.
I'm Amber Nix.
We are two chicks and a mic. We're talking with real Ozarks moms. Like, you guys are real people, right?
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure.
We love to talk with real moms about the ins and outs, everything you guys deal with day to day. We know your job is 24/7. It never stops. Let's introduce our moms. Sarah, you go first.
I'm Sarah. I have a 13-year-old son, and I work for O'Reilly.
I'm Nick. I work here at Midwest Family. I'm the interactive manager, and I am mom to 11-year-old Cadence.
Oh, we got some preteens here.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck to you guys. Stage.
I think yours is technically a teen.
Yeah, 13.
What? 13.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. So I may have lied about his age, guys. It's actually 12. My bad.
If it makes you feel any better, I had to stop for a minute and be like, hers is 13, mine's not. My 11, Cadence is 11.
So. Wait, so you have a 12-year-old?
Yes, Kyler would be 12.
And you each only have one kid. That's only one kid to keep track of. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, people ask, like, when's Cadence's birthday? And I have to be like, February 19th. There it is. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Is it really?
Yeah.
That's my birthday.
No, yeah, birthday twins.
It's kind of difficult to remember. I'm with you on that one.
Can you imagine if we had more than one?
Yeah, I would probably lose my mind. I blame my job for it, though, really. Yeah. We'll just all blame the job.
Same. Yeah. Too many numbers, man.
Oh, that's funny.
Amber, how old is Rozzy?
She is 6. She just turned 6. Okay.
All right, we got the holidays coming up. Not only Thanksgiving, but Christmas. We figured this time around, we want to hear your thoughts on keeping your kids grounded. This can be a very trying time of the year. How do you make sure your kids stay grateful and appreciative for what you got? How do you not spoil your kids? That's some big stuff we're talking about today.
Let's start with Thanksgiving, though. Like, do you have any, like, Thanksgiving traditions in your family that you do?
We go to my grandma's every year for Thanksgiving. And we pass around, it's a cutting board, and we all pass around and sign things on it. And, like, we'll have different sayings or what we're grateful for that year.
Aww.
Really?
Yeah.
Adorable.
And so she has them, like, all saved. And so we've been doing it since I was at least 6 or 7.
What?
Like, she has my very first one, and I was grateful for pixie sticks. So.
Yeah.
Oh, to be a kid.
It's kind of like what we do for Thanksgiving.
So cute. I love that.
Yeah.
What about you, Nick?
It's not that functional. I mean, no, we have a ton of family in, like, Hermitage, Humansville, Osceola. So we actually did that last week, and we have Thanksgiving at the farm with, like, everybody. And then on real Thanksgiving, it's just, like, immediate family and stuff. And the closest we get to, like, a tradition is my sister, and whoever is willing will get into some kind of roll eating contest. And that's about it. And then so we all eat lunch, and we get full of food, and then we nap, and then we, like, make leftover sandwiches. And it's nothing, like, sweet. Food, all the food in your face.
That's the only thing we do that's sweet. Like, like all year, like, that's it.
That's
the one thing.
I've always just done the thing, which I think most families do this, is just I make everyone. I'm that person where I'm like, okay, guys, let's go around the table. What are you thankful for this year?
Yes.
And everyone's like, Amber, really?
You guys have, like, piles of hand-drawn turkeys from, like, 13 years worth?
Yeah.
It's 12.
12.
12.
12.
Right. 12
years. 12.
Yeah. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on not so much disciplining, because, Nick, we talked about it.
Yeah.
But how do you keep your kids grounded? How do you not spoil your kid? What do you do, Sarah?
That's kind of hard a little bit, I would think, especially having one child. And everybody says, like, one child is very spoiled. My kid is not. I had him at the age of 19. So, therefore, I was a broke mom, if you will. And, you know, you do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made it a point not to spoil him, especially around the holidays. And I always make him be grateful for what we do have. There for a really long time, being a young single mom, like, we just didn't have a lot.
Right.
And so the things that I could provide for him, he was actually pretty grateful for those little extra things. So
yeah.
I think that kind of actually really helped form him to not be so spoiled. And we just make sure that he stays thankful for what he does get.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
I also had mine at 19, and I also was and still kind of am a broke parent, because, I mean, dude, kids are expensive. It doesn't matter.
Broke.
As long as you're doing it by yourself, it's always going to be expensive.
Yes.
I don't really know what happened with Cadence. Like, I'd love to say, like, I am a parenting guru and I know exactly how. I have no idea how this happened. We did a lot of free stuff.
Yes.
And so it was a lot more, I think we ended up focusing a lot more on experiences, not on purpose. It was just more more fun to like go out to the park for the day or to like go to whatever weird thing. Cause we, you know, we were in Washington the first 4 years of Katie's life. So they had a lot of parks and rivers and stuff. So like we'd go out and do stuff. And so she never got like super attached to anything. And even now, like she's so into Minecraft. Like her big thing is like about once a month, she'll be like, Mom, I have some quarters. Can I get a texture pack? I'm like, how much is a texture pack? She's like, it's $2. I'm like, yeah. Yes. And then I get her the texture pack and then she loses her mind for like a week. It's the best thing that's ever happened to her.
Yes. Like, is that a Minecraft thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's not just Minecraft. It's like Fortnite and Dragon
They all
Ball
have texture packs. Basically,
oh,
you can you can like change the way the video game looks with these texture packs. So like one time she got a Adventure Time thing. And so you're playing Minecraft in the Adventure Time world. And like she was stoked on that for months and months. But like, I think it's just kind of that when you like grow up with not a lot, like you're just naturally excited for whatever you
little
get.
Things.
Well, and she just likes doing stuff. Like she likes rollerblading. She likes riding her bike. She likes drawing a lot. So, and those are all very cheap things for her to do.
Especially when there's a Dollar Tree.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So like, yeah, I mean, I think being broke helps with being grateful for what you have, evidently. But that's all I got on that one.
That's real life.
Absolutely.
But, like, even for Christmas this year, I was like, Cadence, what do you want for Christmas? She's like, I don't know. Like, you're 11. How do you not know? Like, we had I remember having, like, the Toys R Us magazine out. And, like, circling this one and circling this one. And this is what I want. And it has to be this way.
Yeah.
And then and now she's like, I don't know. I'm like, you have to pick something. She's like, I mean, I guess they came out with a new Xbox controller that's, like, a Minecraft creeper theme. And I was like, that's it? She's like, yeah, I mean, more art stuff. I'm like, wow. This is great. I'm just going to fill her stocking with like candy and colored pencils, and she's going to be good to go.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, for real.
Things, right?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have been watching Disney Plus a lot. I'm going back and reliving my childhood, and it makes me see all the cool gadgets, you know, like the MacBook or whatever they had with the cool colors on it. Like all this stuff that I wanted as a kid, but I didn't realize that we couldn't afford that. That's why I never got it.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, I always thought like, well, my parents are mean. They're just not buying it for me. But I didn't realize that's because they couldn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see there was this trending story today in like the news articles I was reading? And it was about this dad who shared his daughter's real Christmas list online. Mm-hmm. And it was like they added it up, $10,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like iPhone, she wanted, MacBook.
I'm kind of conflicted by that because, like, yeah, they're asking for all this, like, crazy expensive stuff. But, like, literally everybody has done the exact same thing. It's just when we were little, it was, like, my size angel Barbie.
Right.
And that was, like, $100. Oh, I wanted that Barbie, man. Like, obviously I'm 31 and it's still kind of irks me that I never got the My Size Angel Barbie. But, like, I mean, if you added up, we all wanted the most popular toy at the time. Uh-huh. And we've just gotten to the point where it's not toys anymore. It's electronics. So people are like, oh, these kids are spoiled.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're showing them. That's what you're telling them they should play with.
Well, not to mention inflation.
Slack. Absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah. We didn't have that stuff back then. And if we had it, we would want it too.
We would absolutely want it.
Yeah, so.
We all wanted the newest, greatest phone or watch.
Barbie. Mm-hmm. Tamagotchi. Oh, I never got that Tamagotchi either.
You never did? They're available, Nick.
I know.
Target.
I listen, okay? I already can't keep plants alive. I don't need a small dinosaur.
I did. I had a Tamagotchi.
Every night.
Yeah. I never got it to the adult level as a kid, but this time around, now that I'm responsible, it wasn't a challenge to keep my Tamagotchi alive.
I just like, listen, I've kept a child alive for 11 years.
That's real life.
Professional Tamagotchi, okay? Yeah.
Thinking back, I had an American Girl doll.
Ooh.
And like, how lucky was I to get an American Girl doll when we didn't have any of that other stuff? So looking back, it really makes me appreciate that gift in particular. My parents must have saved up for it. Is there anything that you guys can think of where you realized, oh, well, this is because we didn't have that option, or anything that makes you grateful looking back?
Definitely the dollhouses. Like, I always wanted a dollhouse, and they were really expensive. And so my mom actually built one, like, from scratch, and she built all the furniture and stuff like that. And I guess it was cheaper doing it that way because she, like, had just a whole bunch of seems kind of weird. But she had, like, a bunch of lumber, like, just like, laying around from, like, odd things. And like, I don't know. Like, she just collects weird things. And I'm like, so she just started making things that are, like, broken furniture. So like she would do things out of things like that. Yeah. And so
I think that's more meaningful that she made it.
Like, so that's pretty cool that she like, and she did spend some money on the fabrics and stuff like that to make the beds. And so that was pretty cool. Yeah. But I always wanted one. And it was seriously about four stories high. And so to me, like that was awesome. It was like wide and I had a blast with it.
My cousin had one where like the lights turned on the inside. I'm like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Oh, my best friend had that Barbie one with the elevator that worked.
I wanted that one so bad.
Oh my gosh.
So cool. I actually bought one of those for Cadence like a couple years ago for Christmas. I got it for like $30 on Facebook Marketplace and the elevator worked. And I was just sitting there like, finally we have one.
Jumping off that, I have to say Facebook Marketplace is like the best invention for cheap Christmas shopping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, Rosie's obsessed with those LOLs.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, do you want some?
Oh my god, do you have some?
So many.
We're talking about this.
This became the toy episode.
I love
all the toys from our childhood.
This is great. Toys are awesome. Well, so for me, I didn't realize until I got older and I had like adult conversations with my mom how much trouble they were having with like bills and holding stuff together. Like I never thought we had problem getting groceries or bills or anything like that, and we didn't a lot of the time, but we were always told like, this is not something you need, we are not gonna spend money on this. So like we always knew that like the toys and stuff wasn't gonna be like a big deal. But I remember it was Christmas, I remember we spent it here in not Osceola, we were in LA for this one, and I got the lime green Game Boy Color with Mario and Toy Story. And that was like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't function. Like, I'm like, wait, I'm sorry, you got me a what? Like, it was so cool. And that was like, that's like my big one that I remember getting and just being like, how did you do this?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It was cool.
How do you guys teach your kid the value of a dollar? Is that a weird thing to do? I don't know when I learned the value.
I make Katie buy her own texture packs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how does she get the quarters?
Kind of all over the place. Sometimes when I'm like, if my parents have her on like a Saturday night or something, my mom will give her like $5 to help do chores around the house and stuff like that. And she saves up her birthday money and her Christmas money, which is kind of impressive because her birthday's in February. Yeah. So the fact that she's like, I've got like money in here, can I just spend it on this? It's pretty impressive. And then if she really like has something she wants to go for, I'm like, all right, I got $2. Find something to do to make my life easier around the house. And she's like, all right, I'm on it, and I'll fold all the laundry for you.
Aww.
Which is great because I don't ever do that. So,
what about you, Sarah? Does your son have any chores that he's supposed to do?
He does. He has quite a few chores actually that he has to do. And if he does them, then he gets $10 a week. And so he saves that up and spends it on what he wants for the most part.
Nice.
But he's actually taking a class called Facts this year. And so they had to go over like budgeting. And
what?
So we set it was actually really
cool. That's
cool. It was really cool.
They need to teach that stuff.
Absolutely. I was pretty shocked. And so we went over like basically what our budget is and what I get paid. And then I took them grocery shopping and kind of just took it a step above, because honestly, other than your rent and things like that, food is probably where you see the most, like how much you actually spend.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and did that. And at the end of it, he's like, do you know how many hours you have to work to afford this food bill? And I was like, yes. Do you?
Oh
my
gosh.
Wow.
And then, I mean, it lasted for like 45 minutes, because after that he was like, Mom, I'm going to go get a snack. 10 minutes later, Mom, I'm going to go get another snack. I'm like, hey, do you know?
Exactly. Yeah. What did we just learn?
But so that's kind of cool that they're actually teaching those things.
Yeah, I want to go to his school.
Yeah. It's really cool. Like, so they did that unit and then like a baby unit.
Nice.
Cooking unit, and they're getting ready to do a sewing unit.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Oh my gosh, Black Friday. Do you guys do Black Friday stuff?
God, no.
No, absolutely not. Listen, I do not need to start throwing punches and end up in jail one day.
Same.
I will.
I don't have bail money for that.
I don't, because I'm broke and I'm a parent, so I can't afford to do that.
I also don't like waking up early.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Being cold, waiting in line. But what about Cyber Monday?
Oh, no, I'm all about some Cyber Monday. Yeah,
I can do that in my jammies and I don't have to yell at anybody.
Yes.
You don't have to get in line on the computer.
No, it's, you know, you do it on
and
your lunch.
I know, I think
whatever.
On Amazon you can like actually set up notifications for
You sure can.
Some cool stuff. So that, because they have like these weird, like for 15 minutes, this is on sale.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of like go through and see what's coming up. And
if you put it on your wish list, it'll automatically remind you too, is what I've been told. So
that's a great idea.
My wish list is like miles long.
They don't sell out first.
Yeah, well, hopefully I get that notification. I'll just be like, oh, add to cart, bye now. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I can't do the Black Friday. And it kind of makes me sad because I'm not super, cutesy when it comes to holidays. But, I really hate that there's chunks of my family who leave Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday to go to Walmart and be angry at people to get a TV for $20 less. I'm like, no, we're all supposed to be fat and lazy and watching football together.
Yeah.
And no,
and being thankful for what we're getting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, those other things.
I don't know. It's just, it's always kind of freaked me out. Plus, I've seen too many of the videos where it's like people at toy stores, just
trampled.
Boxing to get in. I'm like, jingle I'm all the way. It.
Yes.
Okay, but yeah, that movie's amazing.
I love that movie. Yeah.
So good.
I'm ready for Christmas movies.
I do not do Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving. Day after Thanksgiving, kick open the doors. Everything is ho, ho, ho and Coco. But I can't do it before that.
Don't watch Freeform then, because all November, it's all Christmas
all
movies.
Christmas, yeah.
Ew, we still November. Have Turkey Day left.
Well, it's just because Turkey Day is the last week, and usually it's late this year, so it's throwing
it's
everything
a week
off.
Late, right?
Yeah, it's a week late.
I'm with you though. I'm waiting until the day after or the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
I always just felt like if you start celebrating Christmas too early, by the time Christmas happens, you're all holly jollied out, and it's not as exciting. I like to still be pumped up on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
no, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are cracking me up.
You're welcome.
I wish they could see how animated she is.
I know, right?
I know.
We need a video.
I'm not meant for the radio.
Do you guys have any final thoughts on Thanksgiving? What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Oh, that's hard. I've got three. Okay, turkey, because I don't really like it the day of. I know that sounds weird. But the
sandwiches.
Next day, we're on sandwiches with a little bit of ranch. Oh, and then the cranberry sauce is my favorite. Ugh. And I recently started liking stuffing.
Recently?
I know, it's so bad. I did not like stuffing forever. My grandma makes it homemade. It's amazing. Ugh. And she'd be like, oh, here, piling it up on my plate. And I'm pushing it away. But I actually like it. So it's over the last 2 years. So I'm looking forward to that.
What don't you like?
I don't like candied yams.
Oh,
or
my
sweet
God.
Potatoes.
Get out.
I know. Yeah. I'm so
how do you
sorry.
Not like
right
that?
It's can't just, do it.
Okay, so here's another thing. I don't like syrup, on pancakes. I just don't.
Okay,
it's like
you
can't
okay,
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Is it
dry pancake?
No. So you put, no, you have to be back on my team. So you put, butter and, a little bit of powdered sugar on it. It tastes like
that's
a lot.
Basically okay. syrup.
It's not.
It's
syrup.
Butter and sugar.
It's not. It's not sticky and I don't know. I just, yeah.
It's not as thick and concentrated. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so I do not like candied yams or the candied sweet potatoes. I don't like that.
With all the marshmallows on top.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
so good.
I don't like that.
What about you?
I'm going to toot my own horn here, but I make a pretty awesome sourdough sausage and sage stuffing.
Oh my!
Because stuffing, my Thanksgiving plate is 90% stuffing, and then 10% other things that I might enjoy. no, I love stuffing, and ham. I will mess up some ham. Those are kind of my go tos. I don't like turkey.
At all?
I like deli turkey, on sandwiches. And I don't mind it, the next day on, you guys seen Friends where they make, the Thanksgiving sandwich?
Yes! That's
a real
so
thing,
good.
And it's amazing.
Yes, it is.
And you just do some mashed potatoes and some turkey and some cranberry sauce and some stuffing and a sandwich, and it's amazing.
So good.
So, that's pretty much the only time I can do it. I don't. It always just seems really dry to me when it's cooked, as a whole bird.
As a bird.
I can't get behind it. But I'm down with you on that. The sweet potatoes, I like savory. I like with garlic and salt and pepper and stuff. And I cannot do the marshmallows and the brown sugar. It's so weird to me. I don't know. I got no good reason for it.
I've recently gotten into sweet potatoes. So this is the year I'm going to try the sweet potatoes with
Have
all
you
the fixings.
Had sweet potatoes made sweet?
Well, I've had sweet potato, the tater tots or sweet potato fries.
These are different
that's
things.
That's different.
That
well,
is
that's
savory.
That's why I said this year I'm giving it a shot.
It's delicious. It's amazing.
I really want to see
but
that
I have
happen.
A really bad sweet tooth, so.
Might need a video of that. Can you go live when you
I don't like sweets.
I usually don't
I can do
like vegetable
pumpkin
sweet.
Pie on Thanksgiving. I can do pumpkin pie with probably an entire can of Ready Whip.
Yeah.
But outside of that, sweets. But I will eat those carbs all day.
Do you guys have your kids like set the table or something? How do they help out on Thanksgiving?
They stay out of the way and don't light anything on fire.
Yeah. Wow, Amen.
We usually end up with, at home, we've got three women cooking in like a fairly small kitchen. And at the farm, we've got like 27 women cooking in a huge kitchen. It's just like, just don't be near me. So I don't want to like knee a child in the head or anything like
you
that.
You are so animated.
Sorry.
He really is. I'm telling you.
To wrap things up, let's all go around the room and say what we're thankful for. Amber, you start.
Look, Amber's so excited.
Oh, okay. I'm on the spot. Like usually I think about this thing and I like plan it out. You know what I mean? So I have the best one.
It's a competition.
This is totally going to beat you.
I'm thankful that I'm getting married. I'm thankful that this year I got engaged. Like, it was a good year. I'm planning a wedding, you know?
And sweet.
I'm thankful for my new family because this is like my first year where I actually have a family, you know, again, because my family is back in Maryland. So I have someone to have Thanksgiving with, and it's nice.
Oh, that's really so sweet. All right, top that, Sarah.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, gee, you started with me first. So I really just am thankful for my family in general. We've had a really hard year. And I think most people really have. So I'm thankful for them. And I'm really thankful for my two younger brothers. One of them is in the Navy and the other one is in the Army.
Aww.
And they're both going to be here for Thanksgiving. But after that, one of my brothers is going to go to Korea. So I'm a little bit sad about that. But I'm just thankful that we get to actually spend this time together because it'll be about another year before we're all together. So I'm thankful for that.
All right, Nick, what you got?
So like I've had a string of pretty toxic, horrible jobs through my 20s and 30s. So I'm really grateful that I got pulled away from stuff I love to do to come in here and be silly and have fun and talk before I go back to do stuff I love to do. So I'm giving it up to the job this time.
Aw, cool.
Not like the bosses are listening or anything.
I mean, I did see Scott walk by. I don't think you hear me that. Legit, like, I mean, I feel like a lot of us in our 30s, like, we had to sit through a bunch of really trash jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I get to, like, come to work and make pretty stuff on the computer and then make jokes with you guys. It's awesome. I love it.
That's cool. Awesome. Well, we like having you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now I don't know what to pick because, yes, I am thankful for a fun job. Like, we have a cool job.
You guys really do.
I am also thankful for my health because I have had some ups and downs this year being diagnosed with diabetes. It hasn't been fun, but I know that it could be much, much worse. I still pretty much have my health, so that's something I'm thankful for.
Yeah, that's awesome. A good one.
Wow, guys.
That's a big one. We did good.
Way to end on a positive note.
Yay!
All right, well, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for checking out the Mom Squad. We'll catch you next time when we're talking about Christmas stuff. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.